Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner after a tough loss, 34-0 final score against a very good Mission Valley team. The Vikings having a pretty solid season, been kind of up and down. Coach, your thoughts on this one from this past Friday?
Number 10 for Mission Valley. I know he, I was talking to their athletic director. I know number 10 had set the single season stolen base record last year. I'm not sure for, you know, just 1A, 2A or, you know, for all classifications. But, you know, that kid, he's like the ever-ready bunny. He ran as tough in the fourth quarter as he ran in the first. And, you know, he got hit multiple times and we just weren't able to bring him down until, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, kid in on a tackle. Defense is out there an awful lot and they played hard and played tough, and they made some good plays, and it created a couple turnovers. Offensively, we started off, you know, first quarter pretty good. Had a great pass from Hunter Miller to Brody Wright, but just didn't connect, and had a turnover. Hunter didn't see a kid coming in from his blind side, and threw the ball up, had a pick, it was pick six, and you know, we didn't execute every play like we needed to, but there were times offensively we come out, especially in up-tempo stuff, and the kids executed really well. I thought Coy Perry ran the ball on a couple of our running plays better than we've probably run it in the last 2 years. So, you know, that's due to really good blocking, a better blocking up front, and for him, we're just, you know, being a good athlete and running hard and having kind of that running back instinct.
Here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. So, Coach, this is a game where you mentioned there was just a few plays where if they would have been executed a little bit better, then it'd be almost a completely different game. And then before that, he had games versus St. Mary's and Jefferson County North, who were some of the best teams in the state. Before that, you guys were really competitive with ACCHS and really competitive with Pleasant Ridge. Those are both one-score losses, almost getting wins there. What are some things that you're hoping to execute to try to turn some of those things around?
Well, just to kind of get back to the thought process of Pleasant Ridge and ACCH, we should have won both those games, to be honest with you. I mean, it just, you know, we have a punt block for a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. And that was the difference in that game. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, and we just need to get back to, you know, the way of thinking of controlling what we need to control and coming out and playing football and offensively, you know, blocking and protecting the football and you know, doing the things that, it's about as basic football as you could be, and then defensively, you know, just keep working on tackling, taking good angles, and defeating some double teams sometimes, you know, and secondary just covering passes, not getting lulled to sleep back there. But McLeod's a good team, and they're kind of running that, you know, the single wing right now, which very rarely do you see it much anymore, at least on this half of the state, and they do a great job, and their kids execute really well, and they play from the start of the play to the end of the whistle, and last year I think they had 13 kids, now I think they're up to 26-27, so you know, it makes a big difference, so we just got to get out there, and at the end of the day it's McLeod versus Oskaloosa, and like I said before, there's no love lost between those two towns. You know, in the span of 6 miles there's an awful lot of bad feelings towards one another, and that's good because that creates our rivalry. You know, this makes it all the more fun, all the more interesting.
Should be a lot of fun coming up this week against McLeod. And, Coach, I hate the term must-win game, but is that kind of something that you guys feel as you guys are 0-3 in district play?
Everything's a must-win game. You know, the game of the week is the most important game of your season. So, you know, this season right now, McLeod's our most important game. Next week it'd be Valley Falls, and the week after that it'd be whoever. So each week we just take one game at a time. And our main thing is just control what we can control, you know, take care of ourselves, do what we're supposed to do. And if we do that, then, you know, we'll be fine. We can't control what the other teams are going to do until we get out on the football field. Once we get out on the football field, then we can go ahead and try to impose our will on people. But, you know, up until that time, you just got to keep plugging away and keep practicing, keep the right attitude, which is huge. You know, I'm real big on the fact that, you know, we always talk about discipline, effort, and attitude, you know, DEA. You know, and around here, the DEA stands for discipline, effort, and attitude. You go to certain parts of the state, and it doesn't stand for that. It stands for something that, you know, some sort of criminal agency. But, you know, for us, we just need to, you know, have a great attitude, work hard in practice, which yesterday's practice was really good, is defensive dominant. You know, come out and get ready to play McClouse, which you don't need a whole lot more motivation to come out and play against a big rivalry school like McClouse. So, you know, we just need the kids to continue on, have good attitudes, keep working hard in school and on practice, and see what happens on Friday night.
Absolutely. Coach, this will be a fun one. Thank you so much for joining us today, and appreciate it as always, and best of luck against McClouse.
Same to you, Jared, and thank you very much.
That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on A Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Pia Friend Realty.